What happens when three buffoons give life advice, explore unrealistic situations, and give random topics more thought than they probably deserve? It's the Spitballers Podcast with Andy, Mike, and Jason.
Blah, 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 blah. That's what you get. That's what you deserve.
Are you talking to the listeners out there that we're counting on you?
Talking to the men in this room. You monsters.
Oh, man.
Oh, my God.
Well, we pulled it off.
You got me so good.
We did it, Jer. Jason may or may not have known he was the scat until about halfway through the song.
Oh, man.
And that's what you got, some sort of word vomit.
I'm so exhausted.
The perfect day for it.
It was the perfect day. We have a very busy schedule today. This is my third show I'm recording. I spent the last 20 minutes yawning. That's all I did. And then sit down. It's like, it's all right. It's all right. I'm gonna get up for the show. We're gonna have a great time. I sit down. I'm exhausted. I was lying.
You like the part where I was asking you about the previous show for a while?
Oh, that was all part of it.
It was all part of it.
And
yeah.
Then all of a sudden, the
I mean,
the
I was
monitor,
interested, but
the monitor that I look at while we record the show switches straight to just me, and the music starts playing, and I know what that means. It means I got to do the scat.
Do you enjoy it, Mike?
It's
really high quality scat.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know what new listeners are going to think of that.
Welcome to the Spitballers. We like to open it up with a blah 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 blah.
It was the different version of scat.
Mm, for I see sure, what you're saying.
The boom boom kind.
Welcome in, Al Borland in the building. Judge Giamatti, both hanging out in Inducer's Alley. We've got Would You Rather. We've got a draft today. The another battle royale. Heading back to the Coliseum.
You could have done a robot thing.
I didn't even know what today's show was. I was not prepared.
Think faster.
I
beep,
can't
boop.
Think right now.
Beep, boop. Yeah.
Beep, beep, boop, boop.
Yeah, I mean, now that was a nerdy robot.
What are you talking about?
We've got a new...
You're a nerd. Boop.
Why is Al laughing so hard?
I don't know, but I had to keep going.
It's not that funny.
He kept laughing, so
I thought it was funny.
We have a new game we're playing today.
Ooh.
So pretty excited about that. Jason's excited that it's not Highway to Spell.
Yeah, that's true.
But let's start with some Would You Rather.
Would you rather?
Valentina from Patreon, would you rather have a cat along with any other pets you'd like?
Okay.
Or never be able to have any pets again? So this is forcing you into a cat has to come along with anything else you want.
Yeah. So
yeah. No pets for me, please.
But you don't want pets anyways. Like you don't really want your dog.
He's all right.
Fair.
Well, let me just ask you this. Was it your idea to get the dog?
No, it was not.
Were you opposed at any point in time to getting said dog?
Yes.
Did family have to convince you or pull strings or make deals to get the dog?
Yep.
Yeah, he's going no pets. This yes. is like
yeah, it's yeah. an easy one for
do
me.
Do you want what you want or do you want what you don't want?
That's right.
I
That's
pick
right.
what I want.
That's very fair.
The look.
Can you have an outdoor cat? Can you train them to
yes.
just be outdoors?
You can. Yeah.
Well, that's the direction I'd go, like way outdoors.
I mean, a lot of people, I don't know if...
I have one now. Yeah. I have never seen it.
I don't know if it's frowned upon or not, but like there's a lot of people that they just, that's what they do. The cat goes and lives a feral outdoor life.
And then they just put out some milk or something?
Well, then when it's time to eat, then the cat shows up, sleeps in the house, and then repeat.
Really?
There was we went to an Airbnb a couple years ago up north in the woods, and there was a cat that was clearly well fed, but it was just...
Like a fat cat?
Yeah, it was like a healthy fat cat, but so sweet.
It's
and
real rich.
It wasn't... yes, it was super Sorry. Wealthy. So this feline was made of money. No, and there was this... It wasn't a wild cat. It was like a domesticated cat, but it was outdoors. It was on our back patio, and she or he would come up and was so sweet, would walk right up, no fear, but wasn't mean. You could pet it, feed it. It felt like this was a cat who lives off of tourists.
Probably was.
Interesting.
The only catch with the outdoor feral existence is that you can end up with, with kittens.
Or coyotes.
Yeah, I guess that's true as well. But
if you listen to Bob Barker, you're not having
now, Mike, kitties. You are on record as being a cat opposer.
Yes.
Are you willing to endure one for the sake of keeping your doggies?
I am far more on the side of dogs. Always give me dogs. But the cats, the problem is I'm allergic to cats.
That's my problem, too. And I might like them.
And I've built in a defense mechanism that I'm just opposed to cats. Over the summer, I went and I stayed at my family and I, we traveled. We stayed at a buddy's house. They have a cat. And there definitely were some allergy issues, you know, not too bad. I made it through, and I was like, this cat's fine. Like I don't know. I kind of like this cat. Like they hang out.
Did you pet the cat?
Yeah. The cat would come up to you. It liked scratches. This cat, they live in Colorado. So this cat.
Great skier.
Yes. I mean, tremendous slopes, black diamonds all the whole way for this cat. But it hunts. So, I mean, like, if there's ever a mouse that gets into this house,
they live
this
in
mouse
Colorado.
Is gone.
Yeah. So it hunts.
Well, I'm just saying, like you're thinking, it doesn't hunt because they live in Colorado.
Well, that's what you said.
But I'm saying,
they live in the cat. This cat's in Colorado, so it hunts.
I'm saying, so if there is any rodent that gets in the house, the rodent is gone. Also,
in other states, cats, they do that too.
Yeah, but we don't have as many mice problems.
Not
here.
The Colorado mice.
Saying, so really the issue is, hey, Coloradans, is that what you call you?
Yeah, Coloradians.
Take care of your rodent issues, you disgusting city.
They're filthy slobs. But also moths. Did you know that cats will hunt? You know, like it's when you have a moth in your house, it's so obnoxious. Cat takes care of that.
Now, what about a butterfly, though?
You're gone.
Oh, no.
You want a butterfly in your house?
I wouldn't want to watch a butterfly get eaten by a cat.
I don't understand it. Why do butterflies get such a pass compared to moths?
Beauty. Yeah, they look good.
One looks good. The other is a disgusting monster.
Yeah, moths look all, they're all dusty. They're like,
they are dusty.
They're dusty.
They are one
dusty?
Other,
moths
anytime
are dusty.
You blow on a, if you can see a moth and get close enough, you go, dust everywhere.
Yeah, you can blow off all of its wings, I think.
It's possible that a moth is just a dusty butterfly, and we just don't
know.
Have
we looked into this?
Well, I haven't been able to blow off enough dust.
It's a butterfly.
Might be beautiful under there.
Happened to live on the street.
It's a homeless butterfly.
It's a homeless butterfly.
Yeah, and
that's why they go in your attic?
That's why they
eat
your
clothes.
Yeah, I mean, it is funny, the standard we have for animals.
Beautiful butterfly.
I mean, there are animals like, mice versus rats. I mean, everybody.
Mice are
kind of cute.
Cute little, let me have it as a pet.
Rats and moths hang out.
Oh, man. Rats and moths, they are what bring the plague.
That's true. Actually, the plague really,
mice
that did not
too.
Reflect well on the rat population.
No.
So you're taking the cat.
Yeah. I'll deal with.
Enjoy the asthma attacks.
Yeah, I'll deal with it.
I think Mike and I hate to say this. I think Mike and I are kind of coming around on cats.
Yeah, well, I can never have a cat.
I want to hate cats. Like, don't hear what I'm not saying. I want to hate them.
Yes.
I don't want to, like, I'm not a cat person.
Because
I want to hate them.
It's a fun thing to hate.
It's so cool.
Some of them are real rude.
Oh, like, they've got their nose and their butt pointed up at you.
They're real like, pretentious.
Don't worry about me. They're not going to come
it's
when you call their name.
Cats.
You know, there's so many great reasons to hate cats, and I enjoy hating cats. It's one of my hobbies. When people are like, what do you like to do? I'm like, oh, I like fantasy football. I hate cats.
Right.
But
my whole personality reflects it.
I think if we're being honest, we don't do that a lot around here. I don't think cats are that big a problem. I think they're probably like, I bet cat owners really like their cats.
Yeah.
And I think there's something advantageous. Like, I've always, part of why I haven't liked cats is because they are the opposite of dogs. Like, dogs love you. They want to be there. They're affectionate. They want to get pet. They want
have to be in the same room.
Yeah, exactly. They wait for you at the door when you're gone. Cats, I imagine, when when you're gone, they're like, heck yeah, let's tear this place up.
It makes sense that you're coming around on cats, actually, because you like baseball now.
Stop it. Stop it. Take that back.
Is this because, like, you're old?
He's trying to.
I'm trying to stay young.
Jason's midlife crisis is
cats and baseball.
Opening up.
Yeah.
Oh, boy.
But I do think that I the idea of an animal that would kind of not need me. There's something nice about that too.
You can leave them for trips. I mean, one of the reasons I genuinely, I love my dog. I really do. Copper's awesome. Love my dog now that I have a dog. But the reason I didn't want a dog in part was just the true responsibility of a dog. I knew my kids wouldn't take that seriously. And I knew that if we wanted to go somewhere,
I'll feed it every day.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
I'll clean up the poop.
No, you won't.
Yes, I will.
No, you won't. I know you won't.
Yes, I will.
But he did not clean up the poop.
The fact that we could leave for 3 or 4 days and not think about having somebody take care of the dog or having to board the dog or whatever.
Yes, dog boarding
is the practicality of it, you know? That's all.
Yeah. So I think my answer is I'm going to trade in my dogs for a cat.
You can have dogs.
No, I'm getting rid of them.
No, he's moving on to full
totally
cats.
Totally changed. My youngest, littlest dog.
You still got that dog, huh?
That scientific word that describes her perfectly is, man, that thing won't stop pooping and peeing on everything. I mean, I need the coyotes. I need them to come close to my home.
Oh my gosh.
I just,
are you setting like a Jurassic Park little goat trap out there?
Oh yeah.
Bring the coyotes.
Look, I'm gonna have an outside dog soon.
Oh no.
And then I hope to not have a dog soon.
Oh no.
I'm done with Pepper. Pepper, look, I'm putting you on blast, name and all. You suck, Pepper. You suck. I want someone to take you from me by any means necessary. I won't do it.
Free dog sign out front?
Free dog.
Oh,
poops,
man.
Poops and pees everywhere. No.
So she
cannot be
she's
trained.
She's not doing too good, huh?
Oh, she knows. She knows. She can go. Oh, I watch her go out that dog door and poop and pee outside. I watch her do this every day. She can do it 12 times a day and max of 4 times outside.
Oh, man.
Oh, I can't stand that.
Oh, this
that
is real
little...
life. This is the real life.
Give me a cat.
We're getting into it.
I'll scoop that box.
Yeah. So they got robots now for that.
So the cat will poop in your house.
No.
That's so will the dog.
You've seen the robot, though, right?
Like a robot kitty?
The litter bot.
What?
The litter bot is a... Like,
I mean, I'm not up to date on cat tech.
Dude, there are commercials during the football games for litter bot.
What? Litter bot?
How much money are they making?
Well, there's a free commercial here, Andy. Thanks.
It looked like something that makes you not have to do anything. I think it rotates and the
Sounds
poop
like
drops
my
out
kind
the bottom.
Of work.
I don't know.
But how does it get out of your house?
Never scoop it.
Right, you got to take
is
that
just
out.
Like fling it?
No.
It just shoots it. Put it near a window. Open the window between 12:30 and 12:45 p.m.
Oh, man.
I didn't open the window. Oh, no.
Not again.
Darn you, robot.
Oh, boy.
Look, I'm a cat man now.
You're a cat. You're a cat man.
I just love
us cat people.
Us cat people, we got to stick together. Right, Brooks? Me and you, cat lovers.
Oh, yeah.
Oh,
yeah. Full circle. All right. Larry from the website, would you rather not be able to use a washer and dryer or not be able to use a dishwasher?
Oh,
this one's pretty easy.
Super easy.
Yeah.
I can paper plate my life, man.
Yeah, your solution isn't washing your dishes.
No!
It's wasting paper.
I could throw regular dishes away, too.
No, that's true. Porcelain.
Porcelain.
There's a whole trash can.
I mean, the solution.
Oh, man.
Disposable pots and pans?
Probably.
If need be.
If need be. What is this, mac and cheese? That's probably going to stick. I'm going to toss it out.
Has anyone... How
the washer dryer is just so much more. I've never hand washed any clothing.
That's what I was going to ask. Is how does one do it? Because I know.
Would you do the pool?
In my head,
just toss it.
It's they have the weird shaped
the basin.
No, washboard.
Yeah,
the washboard.
Oh, yeah. The washboard. Yeah. Shit, like my abs.
No, they look like
the abs. Like abs, not mine. It's a wash belly. See, what you do is you roll it on this ball.
It's like. How does this even work? So you put the linen on it and then you just scrub against it?
I don't know. I don't have a washboard.
It's not 1881.
I will say this. So every now and then there's a really important clothing item, right? Like, oh, we've got a choir concert.
Yeah, they got this one shirt they have to wear.
One shirt they got to wear. Oh, no, there's something on it, or it's dirty or wasn't washed or whatever. And when I see this shirt get washed in the sink, right, like soaked in a sink, used a little soap, it's like, throw that away. What are you doing?
You have soiled the shirt.
You have ruined this shirt. That's not how shirts are cleaned. It feels so wrong.
It's funny because I don't think it even enters my mind that if there's a dirty piece of clothing we need, that the option would be to hand wash it real quick.
Right.
My thought is, oh gosh, I have to do a load.
I have to do a load
and wait because there's no other solution.
Yeah.
There's nothing else you could do other than wear it dirty or wash it in the washing machine.
Yeah, so you have to get rid of the dishwasher here. And to be honest, there have been, like, obviously I'm not throwing away all of my dishes, but in real life, there have been times where I have chosen to just hand wash the dishes instead of loading it, washing it, running it, unloading it. Like, just like, you know what? It's going to be easier to wash
just knock
these,
them out.
Wash these four or five things by hand.
Oh, I get that.
Dry them, put them away. So it's like, I think we could, and honestly, in my household, I think we would do better without a dishwasher because we would do that more. We would think like, oh, I don't want this to pile up, you know.
Well, you and your wife would.
Right.
I'm just saying, like, our kids are not helping.
Oh, the kids have never done a chore in their life.
Okay. Give me a doggy, Daddy. I'll take care of it. Now give me three.
And we say yes.
Like, I promise dummies. They won't poop on everything forever.
Oh, that stupid dog.
Yeah, we're all gonna keep the washer dryer.
I hate Pepper.
Whoa, welcome. What is happening?
I hate Pepper.
Well, it's your dog.
I'm not talking about the seasoning. I'm talking about my dog. I hate that dog.
There's a therapy session happening right now.
Yeah.
Does your wife know how much you hate your dog?
She hates that dog. I mean, she hates that dog. That dog is the worst. That dog sucks.
I remember when you first got Pepper. It was like, oh, she's so cute.
Sweetest
you can hold her. What a sweetie.
Dog. Honest to goodness, she'd be the best dog in the world if she could just go pee and poop out of my house. That's it. She's a wonderful dog in every other way. But so I have learned this about, let's just call them animals. If I had a friend that didn't know how to properly use my toilet, they're not my friend anymore. My love for you is contingent on your ability to poop and pee how you should. That's it.
Have you considered diapers?
I would not want to change a dog's diaper.
Oh, okay. No. Yeah, that's...
I mean, I'm just trying to help.
Who's going
to
change Pepper
have you
tonight?
Done,
not the kids.
Have you done, like, the piddle pads or whatever? Like, just accept that this
I'm
is
happening. I'm guessing they've done just about everything they can do.
We have done just about everything. We've paid for trainers. We've...
Did you get your money back?
No, but at least it was expensive. Hate that dog, man.
Oh, man, this is a real moment for you.
Yeah.
Are you trying to find someone from the
Spitballers
audience that wants a dog?
Spitwads, you want a famous dog? Been talked about on one of the most famous comedy podcasts of all time named Pepper.
She has incredible tricks that involve
I'm sure she'd never poop in your house.
Well, you won't see her do it. That's for sure. I've never once caught her in
the
act.
Oh, are you sure? You just find the poop?
Never one single moment in our entire life of this dog have I seen her go pee or poop inside.
Is your dog sending a message?
Oh, she is.
Like, I don't care for your things?
The message is, I suck.
The message is, I like to poop on pillows. I love it.
On pillows?
Oh, she hops
have
up
you
on
ever,
surfaces everywhere. She's like, you want to know where she likes pooping? On top of soft things.
Wait.
That's where she likes. She's got a comfy...
Hold on a second. Yeah. You've never seen her do that?
Not one single
time. How do you
time.
Know it's Pepper?
Well, I've got one small dog and two big dogs.
We're
got
not
kids.
Talking about dogs.
Okay, well, I might not love my children. I don't know. I'm gonna have to verify that.
Oh, man.
Spitwads, would you like a famous child?
All right, one more for you, Jason, because this is it's all going to come back to Pepper anyways. Kramer from Patreon says, would you rather lose all feeling in your hands or in your feet? They still function, but are completely numb except for the occasional pins and needles feeling.
How important is the feeling in your feet?
You ever stood up off the toilet and almost fell over?
Because you're numb feet?
Yeah.
I don't think it's because of my numb feet. It's because of my numb legs.
It's all working together.
Well, yeah, but if it was only the feet.
No. If your feet are numb, you're not going to be able to properly balance.
Can you get used to that?
Maybe.
It's only one way to find out. Give me those rubber bands.
But I bet if your feet are numb, you're going to have a real hard time walking.
I had an issue a few weeks back where, because I'm almost 40, my big toe decided to be pretty numb for a day.
Weird. Okay.
And for more than a day, actually. It was actually a real problem.
The last 4 years.
It's fine now, but...
Did you WebMD that?
Yeah, you bet I did.
I got bad news.
I was like, what is going on? Because
You're dying.
It looked fine, and it worked fine, but it was like a little numb.
So when if you like,
but it was really annoying.
If you looked at it,
yeah,
you're barefoot, and then you flex your toe.
Yeah,
could you tell that? Like,
oh yeah, I could tell. I was
you
moving
could
my
feel
toe.
It moving.
Yeah, it was more like the sensitivity of like the toe touching the inside of the shoe, or it would just feel like kind of a pins and needlesy thing. I'm just saying, it was very annoying.
I feel like you have to have feeling in your hand, but maybe I'm wrong about that. Like,
no, you do.
If you don't have feeling and you injure your hand,
there's that.
You will just, now that's better than injuring your foot and not knowing, because you could like not see your feet. I'm probably going to notice my hands bleeding. I think walking is important, and I think I'd be able to see my hand get injured.
Yeah, maybe.
Now, what about the hot, cold burning and stuff? That would be a problem.
But would it be a problem if you can't feel it?
Well, if
in,
it's scalding,
in a sense,
yes.
In a sense of like...
Like, obviously, if you
permanent
really,
damage.
Really, you know, if I'm putting my hand on, you know, in an oven, sure. But like, there's times where I just like, ow, that hurt. Or, you know, I shock something. It's not going to injure me, but I don't have to have those feelings anymore.
But you won't do the ow. You'll just have it on there. And it will stay on there because you won't. You just did the reaction of ow, and you pulled your hand away.
I was speaking though in that moment of like shocking myself on a charger, or a laptop, or anything metal. I shock myself all the time.
Do you?
Oh my gosh,
this man's electric.
Boogie woogie. yeah, absolutely. So
I'm gonna go with the hands.
But when you have no feeling in your hands, I mean, like doing just small mechanical tactile
things. Oh, that'd be impossible.
Like when you can't find the F and J. On a keyboard.
That would be true.
Can't feel the keys. I mean, like, if you can't have feeling there, you have to look at a keyboard.
One foot,
to type.
One hand. Is that an option?
It's a bad option.
But, like, I've had to do, you know, music stuff.
Oh, man, you'd be ruined.
Outside in the cold. And aside from it, I mean, hurting extra, it's weird because it hurts more, but you're also just. It hurts, but you can't feel what
you're
doing.
But you don't have, like, the tactile feel?
Yeah, so you don't know where you are on the fretboard. It's
interesting.
It makes things very difficult.
I think
use your sense of touch more than you realize.
I think you're 100% right. I believe you use it so much that we can't even think of important enough examples. I believe that if my feet were numb, I could still walk. I'd have to get used to the weirdness of having numb feet. But if that's the case, so long as I can function... I would much rather have numb feet than numb hands.
I think I'm switching. I think you're right about that. And you put your feet inside of something that makes like one, like you could rollerblade everywhere, right? You could still rollerblade with your numb feet. You could still
walk with shoes.
Maybe.
Yeah, those are the only two things. All right, we're moving on.
What time is it? Game time.
It is game time. We have a brand new game. And we're calling it Baller Dash.
Yes.
So it should sound original.
Spitballer Dash.
Spitballer Dash. And what has happened is we have five prompts with five different categories. And these were given to us by Al Borland before the show. And we submitted our answers to the five prompts to Al Borland before the episode. And we will be playing five rounds and trying to identify the correct answer, because there will be a correct answer, right? There will be our three submissions trying to fool one another.
Our traps, our three lies.
And one real answer, and we'll get points if the other people were to try to guess our fabricated answers to these prompts.
It feels almost like liar, liar, and yet
sort
you
of.
Can't lose again to Owl.
Right, because he's not
playing. Guys are the liars.
Right.
Yeah.
We'll see how good we are.
And
we'll see
so,
if we can remember our lies.
Yeah, we've got different categories like definitions, notable people, acronyms, movie plots, weird laws. You'll see how it goes. You'll follow along. And I believe the judge himself is going to start tracking. Now, if we guess the right answer, we get points, right?
Two, you get two.
2 points. And if we have somebody else guess our answer, do we get one point?
1 point.
And if we guess our own answer, does that count for a
That's
point?
That's one. That's 1 point.
No points.
Oh, come on.
What? All right, so let's kick it off and see how we do in our very first attempt at Balderdash.
Yeah. All right, we're going to start off with the definition. The word that I gave you was mariachit.
Oh, boy.
Mariachit.
I cannot
Mariachit.
Okay.
So the four answers are nervous spasms suffered by certain Siberians.
Okay, spasms.
Okay.
The bewildering state of being intoxicated while hanging out with your in-laws.
What? Okay. Drunk with your in-laws?
A cell that can no longer replicate.
Cell.
Mm-hmm. And a musician who specializes in the guitar on.
The guitar
in the
on?
What now?
A musician who specializes in the guitar on.
Am I allowed to look up what a guitar on looks
is that,
like?
Is that
you
a,
are not.
The word
okay,
guitar with right. O-N at the end?
Is that a real thing?
G-U-I-T-A-R-R-O-N.
Jeez, if he tells you if it's not real, then you know that that's not the real
Does
one.
Does anyone here know that a guitar on is a real thing is my question. I feel like that's a fair question.
I don't know.
A guitar on?
You guys are playing on your own team this time.
That's right. So now we each need... So we have the...
spasms, intoxicated with in-laws feeling.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Cell that what?
Can no longer replicate.
Can no longer replicate. And then guitar on.
Not the guitar on, but a musician
oh,
who
musician.
Specializes in
yes.
the guitar on.
I think that's a play on mariachi. I think that's what that is.
Because the word is mariachit?
I think so. Which makes me... But the problem is we're all acting like we didn't make it up.
That says
you
the man who made it up!
Said the man that made it up!
We're
we
under
see
you.
Right through you.
That one's out.
Yep.
You know what? That's I'm entering that as my final answer. I'm going to go with the stupid mariachi.
Is he taking a zero for a... This is a trap, Jay?
If he took a zero...
Well, see, that's
that
the problem. If one of us guesses, aren't we revealing...
Well, no. You not necessarily.
Yeah,
okay.
You could guess your own.
We should have to lock in before we reveal.
I agree.
Okay. Yeah.
You should write down your answer.
Yeah.
Okay. I've got mine.
While we're thinking of it, read those four so that those at home can listen
sure.
to that again.
The word is mariachit, nervous spasms suffered by certain Siberians, the bewildering state of being intoxicated while hanging out with your in-laws, a cell that can no longer replicate, or a musician who specializes in the guitar on.
All right, let's lock in.
All right, I'm locked.
I am locked.
I'm locked.
You could just write one,
I'm
two,
locked.
Three, or four if you want, or
okay.
However you want to do that.
No, we're locked.
All right, Andy, are you sticking with the
I'm going to stick with the musician one.
I'm going with the spasms one.
I'm going with the cell that cannot replicate.
All right, the real answer was the spasms.
Oh, baby!
Nervous spasms suffered by certain Siberians.
Beep, beep.
Darn it. Jason, you guessed a cell that can no longer replicate? Is that correct?
Yes.
That is Mike's answer.
Oh, no. Mike's in a commanding lead.
3-0, baby.
Yeah. And then, Andy,
or no, 3-1.
You guessed a musician who specializes in the guitar on. That is Jason's
it
answer.
It was a play on mariachi.
I knew it. I didn't know you were that dumb.
Yeah.
The whole
Man.
Time. Is that
smart.
A real instrument?
He was playing it up.
Yeah.
Wow. So wait, what's the score? 3-1-0?
That is correct.
Oh,
that
my
is
gosh.
Correct. Mike has 3.
Oh, boy.
Jason has 1. Andy has 0.
Jason went with mariachi. And then you made up the word guitar on.
No, that's real. That's that's what they play.
Because you're a moron. All right.
Okay.
It's the big
it's
guitar.
It's the big one. It's the big
okay.
one.
Okay. Well done.
Yeah.
All righty. Now we know how it's going. We're on to notable people.
Okay.
The person's name is Milton Loeb. L-O-E-B.
Milton Loeb, and he's famous for something.
Yep. So is Milton Loeb famous for creating toys intended to be played with by deaf children?
Okay.
Okay.
Is Milton Loeb famous for inventing the pipe cleaner?
Okay.
Famous for inventing the Brillo pad?
Oh, how funny.
Or famous for being the first publicly elected mayor of Charlotte, North Carolina?
Mayor.
Okay. Boy.
I'm locked.
Are you?
Wow.
Yeah.
I am not.
I'm locked, but I'm locked, to be fair, with the correct answer.
So we have inventing the pipe cleaner, inventing the Brillo pad, Charlotte, North Carolina, and then creating toys to be played with by deaf kids?
Correct.
Interesting.
So two people were clearly on the same path here, because we got pipe cleaners and Brillo pads.
Maybe.
Milton, well.
What do you mean two people were on the same path?
Well, I mean, one of those could be right.
That's what I mean.
Yeah,
yeah.
One could be right, and then the other person was on the right track.
Right, right.
Milton? The
Loeb.
Name?
Correct. Milton Loeb.
I'm locked.
We'll go ahead and start with Mike this time.
Pipe cleaner. Milton, come on. With a name like Milton, you're making a pipe cleaner.
I don't believe in any of the inventors. I'm going with the publicly elected official.
Okay, you're going, and then I went with the inventor. I went with the Brillo pad.
Andy is correct.
Oh,
Milton Loeb invented the Brillo pad.
Woo!
Mike, you selected pipe cleaner.
That is correct.
That was Andy's answer.
Yep. So you were on the right track.
Yeah.
Jason, you selected Mike's answer.
You're welcome.
The publicly elected mayor.
Oh, baby.
Which means no one selected mine, which, to be fair, my Milton Loeb was Milton Bradley Toys and Loeb like an ear.
creating toys
for deaf kids.
Oh, my God. Yes, it was, wasn't it? Now we know.
You can see right through me.
Mariachi and Milton Loeb toys for people with earlobes that don't work.
I definitely started down the path of a Milton Bradley something, but then I thought, no one is stupid enough.
So what's the score right now through two rounds?
We got Mike leading the way with 4, Andy right behind him with 3, and Jason with 1.
All right, let's go.
Is there a final double round points thing?
Not in this game.
That's stupid.
We are moving on to the acronym.
All right.
I need to know what this stands for. The acronym is PTBA.
PTBA.
PTBA. Okay.
All right. Does that stand for Part-Time Business Association?
All right, hold on. Part-time
business
association.
Okay.
Parent-teacher baloney association.
What?
I'll just write down baloney.
Okay.
Princeton Town Bowling Association.
Bowling.
That's a good one.
Okay.
Or proud to be Australian.
Proud to be.
Please be Jason's
Australian.
Answer.
Part-time business association. Parent teacher baloney association. Princeton Town Bowling Association. Or proud to be Australian.
Okay.
Oh boy.
Proud to be Australian.
I mean that is. It's tough because sometimes these are like
just ridiculous.
They are ridiculous, and we have so much lying experience.
I'm between two of them.
Man, that is tough. Those at home, play along with us. All right, I think I am locked in.
I'm locked.
All right, we just need Mike.
I know I'm wrong, but I'll lock it.
All right, Jason, you can be the first to reveal.
I really like the Princeton Town Bowling Association.
That's your answer?
I'm going to lock that one in.
That's my lock, too, and I know it's not right. That's an Andy answer.
I am locked.
If I ever heard one.
I am locking proud to be Australian.
Mike, you are correct. That is an Andy answer.
Baby, I got you both.
Andy went with the Princeton Town Bowling Association, so he gets 2 points, one from each of you, and he also gets 2 points for guessing the correct answer.
Oh, yes!
No.
Proud to be Australian.
This game sucks.
Dominating.
Oh, baby.
Where it really got you good, Andy, was when he read out PTBA. I didn't remember what my answer was. And I somehow went bowling.
So really?
So I was already like, Oh, if I hear the word bowling, that's probably what it is.
There you go. Oh, yeah, because I think PBA is the Professional Bowling Association.
Yeah, that would be.
And the PTA is the Parent Teacher Association.
Oh, yeah. Jason came up with a baloney. If you couldn't.
It tickled me.
Oh, man.
It tickled me so much. I was just like, I know this is bad, but Parent Teacher Baloney Association just. It made me happy.
It's no worse than proud to be Australian.
Yeah.
Whose was that?
The real one.
That was the real one. I got it right.
Oh, my gosh.
All right. So we got Andy leading the way with
seven.
We got
two rounds left.
Two rounds left.
You guys can mount a comeback.
7-4-1.
Jason, you're the one.
All right. We're moving on to.
I'm number one.
The movie plot.
Ooh, all right.
I will give the name of the movie, and you guys gave me the plot.
Oh, this will be a tough one to keep track of. Okay.
The name of the movie is Flame of Calcutta.
Flame of Calcutta.
Flame of Calcutta. Can't wait to see it.
All right. Is that movie the tale of a poor craftsman who grew up in India's third largest city, who through endurance managed to forge success for his family?
Poor craftsman. Okay.
Or is the Flame of Calcutta a talented dancer defying tradition to create a spicy new dance?
Okay. Dancer. Spicy.
Spicy.
All right. Is it a woman pretends to be a guerrilla leader in the 1750s India?
I imagine that's like a guerrilla fighter.
Correct.
The beginning of that.
G-U-E-R-R-I-L-L-A.
The beginning of that was way better.
Read that one again.
A woman pretends to be a guerrilla leader in 1750s India.
Okay.
All right.
Lastly, Flame of Calcutta, is it a family-run gem store comes across an extremely valuable red stone that could save their business if they can sell it before the rightful owners find them?
That's pretty good.
Okay.
That's pretty good. Oh, man.
Gemstone. Okay.
Oh, boy.
For the every single time, I am positive I've got the right answer.
I'm positive you got 1 point.
I'm locked in.
I am locked as well. I'm going to take my shot.
Okay, I'm locked in.
So we had the poor craftsman, the spicy dancer, the gorilla leader, and the gem store. I am locking in the gorilla leader.
I am also locking in the gorilla leader.
I'm locking in the gorilla leader.
Oh, boy.
You are all correct.
All right.
Oh!
2 points for everybody.
No one was coming up with that.
Wow. And now, had she dressed up as a gorilla, that would have been something else.
All right, that round was a wash.
Ah, but I'm not at 1 point.
That's true.
Not a wash for me.
We got nine. Andy has nine.
You can't win.
That is correct.
Mike has six.
Mike could come back.
I can only
Jason
tie.
Has three.
All right, final round. What is the?
You could win. You could get up to four.
Oh, yeah.
That is true.
Yeah, all right.
We are moving on to the Strange Laws.
I could still beat you.
Oh, crap.
All right, Strange Laws.
All right, this law. I'll give you the first half, and the second half is what you have to figure out.
All right.
In Maryland, the state has banned the playing of.
Banned playing?
Yeah, playing of.
Okay.
All right, so in Maryland, the state has banned the playing of Stairway to Heaven.
Okay, all right.
No Stairway.
Or the state has banned the playing of the song Short People by Randy Newman.
Okay.
The state has banned the playing of Bingo on Sundays.
Bingo on Sundays.
Okay.
Or the state has banned the playing of dice in public restrooms.
Dice in public restrooms.
Okay.
All right, go through those one more time as we think about
it. All right, what has the state banned the playing of? Stairway to Heaven, the song Short People by Randy Newman, Bingo on Sundays, or dice in public restrooms?
Okay, well, there are a lot of laws that are strange all around the country.
The old blue laws.
And so one of these is true. I am locked in.
I am pretty confident I am
locked
in. You
got it?
No, I think I've locked in an incorrect answer.
Oh, okay.
But I am locked.
Okay. Mike, go first.
The dice.
Okay, the dice in public restrooms. Jason?
I'm going to go Short People
by Randy Newman.
Okay.
I am going to choose the actual right answer, which is Bingo on Sundays.
Okay.
The actual right answer, Jason got it. Short People by Randy Newman.
Oh, good job.
Jason, his answer was Stairway to Heaven. Mike's answer was Bingo on Sundays.
Oh, so you get a point.
Which he gets a point.
And guess what mine was.
Yeah.
Dice in public restrooms. So you also get a point. The final score, Andy has 10, Mike has 7, Jason has 5.
How do you ban a song?
Wow. Like, so good, you can't play it?
Like on the radio? Good luck.
I guess so.
Can't even
sing
it.
In courtrooms.
I mean, I understand that you don't want to listen to Randy Newman.
All right. Well, that was our first ever run through of Baller Dash.
That was a good time.
Yeah, I especially enjoyed the mariachi.
It does appear that it says legislation was introduced to make it illegal to play short people on the radio.
Hmm. Okay. I don't like that. But I don't actually remember the song, so maybe I should like that. All right, moving on.
The Spitballers Draft.
All right, we are drafting famous robots for a battle royale. A battle royale. So, Jason, you because you got that sweet scat started off, your robot scat, you get the first pick in our famous robot battle royale. All and right. For those that are just joining the show and haven't heard a battle royale draft in a while, we always draft something at the end of the show, and today is our special battle royale drafts where we are all in one coliseum and we battle against one another. So you're picking not just like the best robots, you're picking things that are going to help you in this war.
Fight to the death.
Yeah, there you go.
So for all my nerds out there, I think the nerds will know who to vote for because there is a true 101. I don't know if this is the poll winner or not, but the clear 101, the best famous robot to win in a battle is Vision. Vision is clear.
He is on my list.
And obvious superpower. He is a superhero.
Yeah.
He has he has an infinity stone.
He does.
And he was created to beat and be better than the most powerful before him robot. So, like, let's go. I'm made to beat robots.
Okay.
I mean, that's a pretty good answer.
He was made to do that, but that was in his universe. And there's a lot of universes of robots that are being entered into this Colosseum.
Okay. What universe is yours going to be from? Oh, I know.
Well, there's a lot of choices here. The one I'm going to go with is just a personal favorite.
Okay.
I also think it will be versatile in the Colosseum environment. Could potentially help some of my other robots later.
R2-D2.
Optimus Prime.
Yeah, I knew you were going Optimus Prime.
Did you really?
Oh, 100%.
Now, why is that?
Because you like Transformers.
Yeah.
I used to have an Optimus Prime behind me. Oh, there he is, right there. Yeah. Hey, who doesn't like Transformers?
Yeah.
He's a gigantic robot. You don't like Transformers?
Yeah, I never got into it.
Well, you should have. You would have loved him.
Yeah, there was.
Oh, you guys are cat people. Never mind.
Yeah, us cat people like Ninja Turtles.
I'm taking Optimus. One, the voice is better than any of the robots out here.
I would agree that the voice is great, and he will be like, oh, when I slice him in half with my laser beam from my forehead.
Oh, my gosh. All right. Well, look, I can also handle any of the shipping that needs to be done
That's
in the Colosseum.
That's true. You with can take the big packages rig anywhere.
With a pack. Yeah, anything. All right, Mike, you have two picks back to back.
Okay. So, let's see. We got Vision. It's a good pick. We got Optimus Prime, it's a pick.
You're such a loser.
Look, we're going team size over here, boys. So we're gonna open it up. We're gonna start with the Iron Giants.
Okay, I thought that would come.
He's
a giant.
He's a giant.
That's a big plus.
Yes.
In a fight.
Yeah. So in a fight, when you have a gigantic robot, I think that's going to help me out. And then I'm going to go with a robot who I feel very confident I could wait, but I got to stick with the bit of team size. I'm going to take Mechagodzilla.
Definitely on my list.
Is it?
Really?
Oh, okay, sure. All right. Thank goodness.
Is there a movie that Mechagodzilla is in that I am not a...
Yes.
So this is a fully robotic Godzilla.
Yes. Imagine a robot the size, strength, and powers of Godzilla... Yeah. But it's a robot.
Right. Imagine Godzilla. Now call it a robot. That's what he does. He drafted Godzilla.
Yes, I did.
You have backed me into a corner with this next pick. I am not fighting size with size.
Oh.
I am going to fight size with a robot so small that you mentioned him earlier.
R2-D2.
I'm taking R2-D2.
Oh, yes!
While
yes!
the battle rages
oh,
on...
Oh, this is going to be a massacre. Just... okay, it is done.
Let's hear this.
While the battle rages on, and you guys are imagine.
Beep, boop, beep, beep. Beep!
Is that the
one,
death beep?
Yes. One. R2-D2 never dies. Never threatened. He has the ability to program any of your robots. He just sticks his little.
We need that data port.
He sticks his little data port thing in.
Yeah. No, that
Vision
I don't
doesn't
have that
have
port.
A data port.
I would love to watch Mechagodzilla stomp around trying to find R2-D2. He's not going to be able to find
He'll
him.
He'll accidentally crush him. At least Vision can fly. I'm just flying up around Godzilla.
The question is, can Godzilla see the bottoms of his feet? Because then he's not going to know. Where
eventually he'll find R2-D2. It'll be when he scrapes it
I
off
have
of
no
his
apologies
feet.
Here. I'm taking the tiny R2-D2 who will survive against all odds and shut you down.
Okay. All right.
Sure.
How are you doing there?
I'm doing great. I didn't realize how easy this was going to be. Okay, so I've got Vision, the most powerful. And I'm going to take the second most powerful because
I like how whatever he takes, they're the best.
Well, to be fair,
in order.
This one isn't the best because this one was the best until Vision existed. But I'm taking Ultron, also from the Avengers universe, who was about to, destroy all of humanity unless he had Vision. And I just hope they can get along because... one was created
to destroy the
other.
Yeah,
so your robot knowledge is so vast that it's just within one universe.
So far, my robot
it's
knowledge
in one movie.
It's in one movie.
One single
cool,
movie.
Cool, man. Cool.
Which, I mean, you're Ultron, you're now competing for best voice.
Oh, thank you. Yes, I am. That was James... What's the actor's name that did that? James, that sounds promising.
Is it James Woods?
It's not, but
Ultron
something like that.
Voice.
So you have Vision and Ultron. What else from that movie did you enjoy?
I'm trying to find it.
I could actually take more from that movie, but I'm not going to.
Of course you could. You're the most Avengers loyalist ever.
Jim Massekeman?
No one cares.
What?
Give me your next pick, Jason.
Yeah, I'll look more into this, Jim.
No.
You find it.
Okay, it's James Spader.
James Spader. Okay, that's
okay.
It's pretty
so
good voice.
My next pick is going to be just a classic. I mean, you want a machine that is made to kill. You're talking about the Terminator. And while Arnold gets the lore, I'm taking the T-1000, baby.
Yeah, I wondered which one you were
liquid
say.
Metal. Yeah. I'm go ahead and shoot me. I'll just reheal. I don't think you've got liquid nitrogen on you, which is the only way I've found to kill a T-1000.
In all of my research,
all of the documentaries I have watched on this topic.
Now, he was in the Avengers movie? Or?
Oh, man. I wish.
So, that's a great pick. I'm upset because I was definitely trying to save that one.
But you wanted R2-D2.
I think it will be respected in the polls.
To be fair to T-1000, he was outwitted and eliminated by a much older robot.
You could argue that.
Yeah, I mean, you could, just factually speaking.
Yeah, just the truth is that kind of like an older generation, a T-101.
Like the Game Boy took down the PlayStation 5.
Yeah.
Right, but if you're going
to... You lost to a Game Boy, is what we're saying.
Right. I think, sometimes a bad NFL team beats the best NFL team, but if you play 100 games, you know who's going to win.
Okay.
My pick, it's Vision.
So,
my pick here is I'm going to go into.
Wait. Did you take two?
I did.
Remember? T-1000 and Ultron.
Ultron. Yeah. Okay. All right.
We're going into the video game universe now, and we're taking Mega Man.
Yeah.
Oh,
it's on
my list.
Mega Man.
I wanted it.
I had to be 100% positive because my Mega Man lore is not as extensive as maybe Mike's is. I had to be positive. This is a robot.
Yeah.
Yes.
He was made to be a fighting robot.
By Dr. Light.
That is, see, Mike is, wow. Mike is all over.
Wow, what a nerd.
Mega Man, a robot originally named Rock, nicknamed Mega in later installments.
I did not know that part. But
I'm taking Mega Man.
The best part for Mega Man, should you happen to defeat someone, I mean, you now have their power.
Beautiful.
That is the rules of Mega Man.
I knew that, totally.
For real?
Have you ever played a Mega Man?
I never played Mega Man.
The whole point of Mega Man is you have your character and you go...
You defeat a boss.
You defeat a boss and then you get their power.
Mega Man can certainly take out R2-D2, so he's going to be able to communicate really well.
You hide your data ports.
You're saying the
Mega
first,
Man's coming
first
in.
Thing he does is shoot my own teammate?
For sure.
All right. Mega Man's right. The pick, Mike. You got two selections to close it out.
Okay. I was hoping for Mega Man, but we're going to get... Whatever, man. We got to have my team needs some morale. Got to have someone who's going to keep the spirits light. So I'm going to, and it look, if anything needs
keep
to get
the spirits light.
Yeah. If anything needs to get bent, I'm taking Bender from Futurama.
Oh, wow.
So
all right.
If anything,
he's on my list.
If anything needs that, if there's a piece of metal that's straight and needs bending,
oh my gosh,
it is going to be absolutely taken care of.
Did you feel like you could make that pick because R2-D2 was coming at you on the other side?
But, fellas, hold on to your horses because I'm going to finish this one out with things just don't go the way that they're planned for this guy, but it always works out in the end, and he just stumbles and bumbles his way into victory. And I will take... Inspector Gadget.
Oh, man. I did think about it. It's on the list.
Oh, man. He's not on my list, but I don't completely hate it.
He does stumble and bumble.
Like, you, how do I fight Vision, who's the most powerful robot, clearly?
Yeah.
Inspector Gadget just falls over, and somehow Vision slices himself.
It's funny because you combine the universes, and you think about how the battle would really start. Inspector Gadget's head's getting chopped off like 5 seconds into this battle.
No way. He's pulling out his helicopter.
This is like when we did, I think we did a superhero battle royale, and I drafted Domino from
luck.
Because in the end, you're just going to need some luck to win. So I don't hate that.
My final pick, I will make sure I have some stature. I mean, Mega Man's little, R2-D2's little, Optimus Prime is a big rig. So I'm going to go with Voltron.
Oh.
I'm going to go with Voltron, the immense
not
combining.
Not to be confused with Ultron.
No, this is Voltron.
Now, Voltron had like multiple machines that came together to create.
That is correct. Yeah. So I kind of cheated. I drafted like five machines combined into one. Voltron, the super robot.
But the machines on their own are pretty useless.
Which is why according to the episodes, Voltron.
Right, according to the episodes, because, where they could never get it done.
Because they could have just gotten it done with the machines.
But they're like, oh, crap.
We got to combine them.
We need Voltron again.
I did always wonder why they didn't just start combined.
I feel like that was kind of the Power Rangers, too.
And, oh, 100% well, Megazords.
And, it's the same thing.
What was the Earth, Wind, Fire?
Captain Planet?
Captain Planet.
Just start with the superhero.
You know you could do this, right? Just like... Maybe stop the crime earlier by just combining forces.
You could have saved
millions of people died.
You could have saved all their lives if you just got the superpower in right away.
There you go, Jason. You get to close it out. Vision, Ultron, T-1000. If you want to stick to just two movies, you can draft T-101.
Oh, man. I could do that and win in this poll easily. But instead, because of your guys' weak picks, I'm able to take a character that I think most people won't know. It's a phenomenal pick.
Just so you're aware,
super duper powerful. We're talking an S-class hero here. I'm taking Genos from One Punch Man.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah, baby. So powerful, but nobody will know who Genos is.
No, I didn't even know the name until you said One Punch Man. Now I know who you're talking about.
No idea what that is.
Look, yeah, don't
Deucer's Alley, no idea, right?
No, there's no.
No, not just a wasted pick.
99% of our listeners will not know who
I'm
this
here
is.
For the nerds.
I respect
the nerds
it.
Will take R2-D2 and prop me up in the polls.
I don't know.
No, anyone that knows who Vision is,
you have mainstream nerds. He's got like cool nerds.
Right.
Yeah.
I got the inside knowledge nerds with special knowledge.
He's trying to get dapped up by the nerd community.
Some honorable mentions as we close it out. Jason has Vision, Ultron, T-1000.
Because everyone in their cars was doing that. We all should have. All three of us, we looked at each other like, no, we let that opportunity go. Anyways, continue somewhat.
Mike has Iron Giant. Mecha Godzilla, Bender, and Inspector Gadget. I have Optimus Prime, R2-D2, Mega Man, and Voltron. And a couple other ones on the list that I threw on there was RoboCop.
Yeah.
Number six, which would have been a great pick.
Who's number six?
Yeah, some nerd. We're talking Cylon.
Ooh.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay. Well,
yeah,
I forgot about that.
Now you know
that.
Number six.
I forgot about BSG specific. Entirely.
Yeah.
Yeah, I went BSG, Mike. Not Battlestar Galactica. Nerd alert.
Oh, my gosh.
So, and then, you know, if somebody took Optimus, I was going to go for Megatron. But,
yeah, I've got Megatron. I'm surprised none of us took with, you know, we've got a drop for it. Gigantor?
Oh, yeah, he is a robot, huh?
Gigantor.
Is that like an old 60s?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Probably even older.
I've got Armored Baymax. Did you bring up RoboCop?
Yes.
You did,
Andy?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, Baymax was on the list.
You could do Astro Boy, and then I had the Sentinel from the X-Men. And we're talking the cartoon where they're the gigantic ones.
I will take the Sentinels from The Matrix.
You could do them, too.
All right.
What did we learn today?
Oh, I learned Jason's a super nerd.
Oh, I learned that Jason hates his dog.
No.
Like, I don't think it's a bit. I think he hates his dog.
No, this is a moment.
If anyone wants this dog.
I mean,
I will
send him an email.
I learned that I'm really not good at Baller Dash.
Well, you got to take the slightly higher hanging fruit on the definition.
Periodges.
Thanks for listening to the Spitballers podcast. To see what other nonsense the guys are up to, check out spitballerspod.com.